Cozy Club. At 45 to 51 London Street, an eatery has opened in the former National Provincial Bank building. The distinctive building at the junction of Bedford Street and St Andrew's Hill was bought in 1919 and completely rebuilt by architect F.C.R. Palmer and assistant W.F.C. Holden. It was completed in 1925 and received Grade 2 listed building status in 1972. National Westminster Bank opened in 1920 at 69 London Street, but closed in 1973 and the business was moved to the London Street offices at 45 to 51. The building has stood empty since 2017 when the bank, today better known as NatWest, moved to Gentleman's Walk. It has since become the Cozy Club restaurant. Open. Perhaps the best known as a former bank in Norwich is the Open Events and Live Music venue, which is at home in Bank Plain in the city centre. In 1779, the building was sold to banker Bartlett Gurney to set up the Gurney Bank, with its wine cellars below providing the perfect place for safes for bullion. In 1896, the Gurney Bank and 20 other smaller banks were amalgamated under the name of Barclay & Co. The new bank soon outgrew the premises, and in 1926 a new building, the existing one, was designed with its distinctive large banking hall. At its peak, it was said to have the longest banking counter in the UK. It became the regional headquarters of Barclays until it was sold to the Lind Trust in 2003. The Ivy. In August last year, the Ivy Brasserie opened its doors at 30 London Street. The historic building was designed by architect George Skipper, also known for building the Jarrod site in 1906-07. The beautiful building, made of Portland stone, was designed for the London and Provisional Bank, the name of which is still high up on the building. It was Grade 2 listed in 1972, and while it was a Barclays bank in the 1980s, it was most recently home to Gap Clothing Store, which closed in February last year. The former post office. Hardwick House on Agricultural Hall Plain at the top of Prince of Wales Road is perhaps one of the city's most distinctive buildings. It was designed in 1865 by London architect Philip Hardwick and opened 1 year later as a new premises for the Harvey and Hudson Bank, which had opened in 1792 and had become known as Crown Bank. The bank had previously been trading from an 18th century building in Upper King Street. At its height, the bank had some 30 branches, 13 across Norfolk, 12 in Suffolk and 5 in Cambridgeshire. But when the banking crisis hit, it struggled, and its senior partner, Sir Robert Harvey, shot himself at home in Crown Point. The business was later sold to Gurney & Co., which became Barclays Bank. In 1875, 5 years later, the building became Norwich's general post office, which it remained until 1969. ITV Anglia then took it on to use as a television studio before it was sold again in 2003. 16 Gentleman's Walk. Built in 1924 by Henry Munro Courtley, the building was extended into Davy Place in 1925. It is made from stone and slate and flat roofing and was a Grade 2 listed in 1986. Today, the bank, which has Lloyds Bank engraved at the top, remains a Lloyds Bank. Lloyds Bank, Surrey Street. The bank at 2 Surrey Street closed in March of last year, having been there since 1927. The building served as the regional headquarters for Lloyds, but is now to be used as a restaurant and office space. Surrey House. Arguably the best known financial institution in Norwich, Surrey House was designed and built between 1900 and 1912 by George Skipper. It had been commissioned by the Norwich Union Life Insurance Society, which has since become Aviva. There are 15 types of marble in its famed Marble Hall, which is the only part of the building which visitors can freely explore without booking a tour. There are 40 columns in the main hall, which also features a glass-domed ceiling spanning 11 metres in diameter. Today, it is still home to Aviva.